Eyes on the Prize is getting new life. The 14-part documentary was hailed as a masterful examination of the American Civil Rights Movement when the series first aired in 1987. But it has been illegal to broadcast Eyes on the Prize or even show it in classrooms since 1993. That's because the movie is filled with copyrighted material whose licensing needs to be renewed. Well, now the Ford Foundation and a wealthy philanthropist have stepped up to help. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
If you were in school or tuned to public television anywhere in America between 1987 and 1993, you probably saw at least part of Eyes on the Prize.
I know the one thing we did right,
hey! Was the day we started to fight. Keep your eyes on the prize.
The film spans 30 years of the civil rights movement, from the Montgomery bus boycotts to the rise of black mayors in the 1980s. Henry Louis Gates, Jr. heads the African and African American Studies Department at Harvard University.
Eyes on the Prize is the most sophisticated and most poignant documentary of African American history ever made. It should be shown in every school once a year. Every American can see it. It's a fantastic documentary.
Part of the film's power is how deeply it takes viewers into the movement's heart. While wrenching footage shows people facing water cannons and police dogs, Eyes on the Prize also focused on the intimacy of its heroes' lives. In one episode, Martin Luther King Jr.'s staff celebrates his 39th birthday.
Now, some folks celebrate Abraham Lincoln, but we're going to celebrate Mapalooba King's Day today. Don't let him out of here.
Happy birthday to you!
Happy Birthday is under copyright, and the filmmaker's permission to use it lapsed.
There are approximately 120 song titles in the series that require clearance.
Sandy Foreman is an attorney for Blackside, the production house that made Eyes on the Prize. She is now its project manager, and she says permission to use hundreds of songs, photographs, and archival footage has lapsed. Foreman says when director Henry Hampton was making the film, Blackside was a small production house that could not afford to license material for the long term.
There were attempts to license, I think, all of the rights in perpetuity. Rights holders are not inclined to license those rights, particularly music publishers.
When Henry Hampton died in 1998, he left Blackside to his two sisters. The business fell into disarray and was unable to maintain rights payments. So the anti-copyright group Downhill Battle organized illegal screenings. Then Henry Louis Gates Jr. contacted businessman Richard Gilder. Gilder is a conservative philanthropist with an interest in American history. He committed $250,000. The Ford Foundation followed with a grant of $600,000. Sandy Foreman says that will help pay rights to get Eyes on the Prize back on screens.
It's not for home video. We can't afford rights for home video.
Foreman is negotiating to get Eyes on the Prize into classrooms and on television by next year. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.